Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The negotiations continue in terms of Iran. We've been concerned that Iran is playing for time. We know that that's a goal for them as they rush to enrich uranium in order to produce nuclear weapons. Well, Iran's supreme leader has criticized the U.S. proposal for the nuclear agreement insisting that they will not stop enriching uranium. Iran's negotiators are set to respond in the coming days to the plan presented at the talks last Saturday. It would reportedly see Iran halting production of enriched uranium, which can be used to make reactor fuel. How real is this? How close is this to an agreement, or is this really just all part of the tactic? Dr. Mordechai Kedar is a former IDF intelligence officer. He joins us this morning. Good morning once again. Thank you for joining. How are you?
It is my pleasure and my honor to be with you.
Well, you know what? You say that now, but we haven't yet spoken today, so you never know. Either way, I'm watching this negotiation and I'm thinking, surely Donald Trump and his team are smarter than this. Surely they realize that every delay and every week it brings Iran a week closer to the production of nuclear weapons. What is happening here?
Well, the problem is that the Iranians are more than sure, means they have the real impression that the United States will, at least now, will not use violence against Iran. Means no airstrike or any other strike is expected. So they don't feel any credible threat. So they don't give up on what they call their own right to enrich uranium as like every other country. And this is the issue. These people, when they move according to dictates of the world, only when they feel a credible threat, while this negotiations actually gives them the impression that Trump wants a deal at any price. This is why they are hiring the price.
Right. So the fact is that Iran also has its aerial defense systems were damaged last year when Israel attacked. I think it was last year. They're also buying time there, I would imagine, to have them repaired. If everybody, the United States, Israel, and they work very closely together, must be aware of all of these factors. Is there something perhaps that we're missing?
Look, when it comes to technical issues, to what extent Iran today is protected by its air defense, I have no idea, because this is a clandestine information which, right, if somebody knows, he will not expose. But what I'm saying is that definitely Iran is vulnerable, because all these systems which they use in Air Force especially are very old. Because of the sanctions, they couldn't renew their defense systems. So that's why they developed the missiles, because missiles are very dumb at the end of the day, very dumb weapon, which goes up to the stratosphere and falls down wherever it falls. So if it falls on a big target like a city, it hits, whether it's here or there, it doesn't matter. It really matter. It is a dumb weapon, but the problem is it's the lethal dumb weapon. So this is what the Iranians have, and this is actually what threatens the neighbors, especially Israel. However, the nuclear weapons, as we all know, are very old. This is something which the world knows about already for, 80 years or 90 years already. The technology is not new. And actually, on the internet, you can learn much about how to produce a nuclear weapon. This is no secret. The problem is that they have, at least they think that they have, the permission to enrich uranium. And not only this, they also have a plutonium facility, which has no other use but the military one. And they claim that they don't have any military nuclear program. Okay, and the world believes, unfortunately. Here in Israel, as you might know, we have a rule. How do we know that the Iranians Iranian, somebody from the Iranian regime is lying.
Right.
Whenever you can hear him and his lips are moving, right, he's lying.
Right.
So this is the rule.
Right. So you take nothing at face value. There was also an article that appeared a few weeks ago that somehow disappeared, that there was this discovery of another site somewhere far away from the other enrichment areas. But then that seems to have gone quiet.
Look, I suspect that they have more facilities,
right,
which people are not aware of, because they can turn any farm which once was growing cows into something connected to the nuclear system. So what? You go inspect every farm? And this is the problem. This is what they do, especially under the ground. And they have very, high mountains in Iran, and they are actually digging under the mountains from the valley,
right,
into the mountain, and there is no bomb which can penetrate 2 kilometers of rock. There's nothing. You have to fight to the target, you have to fight into the target, and you have to fight inside the target in order to blow it from within. And this is the challenge, which is not easy at all. And they learned from the Iraqi experience, where Israel bombed in 1981 the Iraqi nuclear facility, which was exposed on the ground. So the Iranians learned from this, and everything which, or at least the important parts of the nuclear program, they hid under the mountains.
How do you see this ending?
I really don't know, because there is one man who knows, and this is Donald J. Trump.
Right.
If you could have him, as an interviewee,
well,
you'll know
trying.
Much better.
Yeah.
I wish you good success.
Thank you. That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always. And that is Dr. Mordechai Keitar. He's a former IDF intelligence officer talking to us about Iran and the Iranian proposal. Do you think it's going to be possible for the global powers to negotiate a nuclear compliance deal without compromising national sovereignty? It's 8:57.